TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop, we've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
More dirt and Sprague.
Where are you going? And he's like, I'm going bowling. I just started laughing because I'm like, of course you're going bowling on a random Tuesday night.
Sounds like a great Tuesday night.
It's breakfast time with Dirt and Sprague.
Now, do you have your own ball?
I have two balls.
Starting your day with a big cup of dirt and a little splash of Sprague.
Your spare ball, you don't want it to hook as much, so it will go straighter. And then the strike ball, you want to be able to get some crank on that.
Heat on that.
When you hit the pocket, you get big pin action.
Well, everybody wants to hit the pocket. I mean, come on now.
Dirt and Sprague on the Fan Sports Network.
Hey, welcome back in. It is the second hour of the Sunrise Guys, a delightful little program we like to say. Dirt and Sprague, good morning. Happy Tuesday. Lot to get to on a Tuesday morning. Moving and grooving. Blowing and going. You can reach us at the fan text line, 503-864-6326. It is a mail sack Tuesday. Yep. Lamar's excited. I've decided, by the way, to not reach out. It's kind of an odd, random question that somebody on
personal.
The radio would ask you.
Pretty
like,
personal.
Wouldn't you be nervous about answering that question if a public talking individual asked you
probably,
randomly?
Probably. Like, wait, why do you want to know that?
Andy, do you drink?
Why is he asking me this?
Yeah. Like, if you said no or yes, if you said yes, are they going to think you're going to, like, an alcoholic?
What the hell's the matter with you, dude? Put the bottle down.
So, I'm just going to believe you, Swag. We'll just believe you and your sauces.
We'll take your word for it.
Blazers are on the Peacock Network tonight. They make their debut, an 8 p.m. start time. We'd love to know from Blazer fans out there. Good morning.
Hello.
If you're awake right now, are you taking a nap at some point to watch this game? Because...
it doesn't tip for another 13 hours. We got a long ways
or
to go to tip
going,
off. We're the pre-show.
Are you
going
to stay for the whole thing? And you're just going to go through the tiredness of tomorrow? Did you take the day off? I'd love to hear from people going to this game because I think my co-host is going to fall asleep before the first quarter's over.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I'll stick around because I want to see the round ball rock and the Blazer logo with the peacock and the NBA. Like, I want to see how that looks aesthetically. I'll stay awake for as much as I can. But there's a legitimate chance that the first quarter of this game doesn't end till sometime around 9 p.m.
Yeah.
First quarter.
Now, Swag, is this a cup game?
No.
Okay, good, because I didn't want to see that floor on Peacock.
No.
No, the cup games they save for Friday nights.
Okay.
Friday night lights.
So we'll talk about that at some point, Blazers being on the Peacock Network. We've got a equity distribution conversation to have in the Big
Ten.
We
do. Just wonderful, fun conversations surrounding college football today. Plane tracking, buyouts, hot boards. distribution revenue.
Playoff format expanding to 24.
Keep getting bigger,
we're
baby.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's where we're going.
Well, that's how you get your conference in, don't you know?
It's, I mean, everybody deserves it. Have you watched Northwestern play football this year? That's a feisty 6-4 team right there.
Is that the Big Ten's equivalent of going to Mississippi State and winning on the road?
Yes.
I think that's where some teams
this
are.
Is well, impressive
the
win.
Then this the
is
Ducks should be getting more credit.
Thank yes, you. Thank exactly. you. They don't realize how hard it is to win there.
Yeah.
Ask Preach. Michigan, huh?
Exactly. Last second field goal is what they needed.
But let's start the second hour with the radio program on a Mail Sack Tuesday. Let's start it with this news. This came out. Now, look, it had been rumored over the weekend. We didn't talk about it yesterday, but it kind of became official yesterday. Virginia Tech hired James Franklin.
They did.
He will have his press conference during our show. So we're efforting a Virginia Tech guest and their press conference going on. So we're going to have to push that with a guest. But I'm very curious. Franklin said in a statement, "I'm honored and humbled to join the Hokie family. My vision is simple, to restore unmatched excellence, to build something that lasts, and to serve this university, the Commonwealth of Virginia, and our amazing fan base with honor, integrity, and passion. I look forward to getting to work with our players and our staff and the entire Virginia Tech community." A part of this hire, news-wise, coming from ESPN, was that his buyout from Penn State, which is around $49 million, was actually renegotiated due to this contract down to $9 million. So yeah, the Nittany Lions get off $40 million of the buyout money, and Franklin is now the Virginia Tech head coach.
Yeah, the offset language in the deal always had that in there of if he is going to go get another coaching job, that then it offsets the amount of money that Penn State would owe him. And he had the opportunity to say, you know what, I'm just going to kind of hang around and I'll pretend to look for jobs, but you're going to pay me the full amount or keep coaching. He was always the kind of guy that you knew was going to jump right into it. It was just a matter of where. And I give both sides a lot of credit here because I think it's a perfect fit. I think you got Virginia Tech being aggressive in a moment where their program is down but still proud historically and realizing here is a coach who was established, here is a coach who has won everywhere he's gone, here is a coach who is a good recruiter considering the circumstances that he was in, and he's going to be a candidate at a lot of these jobs. Like, you telling me Arkansas doesn't want to hire James Franklin? Who the hell is Arkansas going to hire to be their next head coach? So you weren't the only school that was going after him. It was going to be a competitive market, and I think they get a massive leg up getting the deal done now. National Signing Day, the first one, is in a couple of weeks, so I don't know how prepared they'll be for that. But just to have everything in order and ready to go by the time that portal opens up in January and then you start building your roster for next year, give them a ton of credit. I don't know how long it's going to take LSU. I don't know how long it's going to take Florida, or you go through the list of all these other openings that currently exist. I like getting it done now, knowing where you're at while the season is still underway, and now we see where he can take them.
Yeah, we figured that we'd start to see some of this right now. Like, I don't know where Penn State's going to go. There's real intel. They may go the James Madison coach. That's kind of just rumor mill stuff right now. You said you had hot board.
Eli Drinkwitz is still pretty high on their hot board of lists.
Of Penn State?
Yeah.
Okay, that's interesting. So we'll see where Penn State ends up going, but making the hire as soon as you can for recruiting purposes. Franklin had, I watched the Virginia Tech podcast yesterday just to see what they said. And one note that they mentioned was 5 decommits once Franklin was fired from Penn State.
I think the list is even growing. I think it was immediately there were 5, and I think the list is bigger than that now.
So add like probably half or more of those kids into Virginia Tech because you just assume that's the way this goes.
Yeah.
So an important note here on Virginia Tech. I don't disagree with anything you said. I think this is, I don't know if you could have had a better hire. And I understand how people feel about James Franklin. An important note, after they fired Brent Pry, who coincidentally was his defensive coordinator.
Yes, he was.
Pry gets fired pretty early. Virginia Tech's Board of Visitors passed a plan to add $229 million to the athletics budget over the next 4 years. This is going to inject so much life into that institution, a once very proud institution, one of the best pregame entrances in the entire sport, a fan base that's rabid and hungry to be relevant again. And here, do me a big favor here, Dirt. So they add this money. James Franklin's record, I think, speaks for itself, but I know how people feel about James Franklin. Could you do me a favor and tell me how many ACC teams, I'm looking here, are in the top 10? I see zero, Bob.
Zeros.
What's
zero.
James Franklin's big problem?
He can't beat top 10 teams.
Okay,
top
5 so teams. Look, Brent Key, you're good. Jeff Brom, you're good. Yep. Cristobal's going to recruit and get talent. What's his problem? Oh, he can't win on the road. I think this is a slam dunk for Virginia Tech. You got a proven coach, a proven culture builder, A guy that I generally think does and will care about the community and the fan base.
Oh, for sure. He's got that track record
and a
everywhere
guy
he's
who
been.
Isn't necessarily looking to jump again.
No, I think he wants to be there for as long as he was at Penn State.
I think he wants this to be his last job.
I think he likes stability is yep. what we learn about Franklin. He
you have
left
a
Penn
rabid
State.
Fan base that is appreciative if that program starts playing meaningful games. Frequently.
If he just does the James Franklin thing, he's a hero there. If you just get 100%. Him back to 9-10 wins.
And if he just does that, as you mentioned, he should have an opportunity to compete for ACC titles.
Yes. Almost every single season. I mean, the thing about him that I understand the top 10, top 5 stuff. And look, there's a lot of truth to that, right? The record speaks for itself. You're also talking about when you go up against Ohio State.
That doesn't exist
Michigan,
in the ACC.
And Oregon. And that doesn't exist in that conference right
now.
Look, I have a lot of respect for some of those coaches. Lashley, another one that I omitted, right? They're good coaches. But right now, those programs are not showing that they're truly next level the way some of the Big Ten teams are.
Yep.
Some of the SEC teams are. And so if you're largely escaping that and you're staying in that conference, this is a... I would be so ecstatic today as a Virginia Tech fan. They have become so irrelevant in that sport, and that's sad because all of us, I think, at different points saw how relevant they were.
Yep.
They were talking on this podcast about this. Yeah, you know, I would expect the expectation to be that we go 6-6, and I'm like, oh, if that's your expectation.
Oh, he'll do that, baby. He's good for 6-6.
Put him in next year at 6-6.
8-4 is where I would be, like,
100%.
Once he gets the program organized the way he wants and he gets the first influx of true talent going there, like I would expect 8-4 every year. And then if I get a special class or we hit the portal and have it, yeah, then I can have the 10-2, 11-1 season with an ACC title.
So on the note of recruiting too, because I think this is a very interesting nugget, and this was a Penn State account put this out, so I don't know, I haven't gone and looked at the list of everybody, but there was a Penn State account that listed the decommits of three programs of three coaches after the firing of those coaches. Do you know how many players have decommitted from Florida after they fired Billy Napier?
I'm going to get this wrong, but they said this on the podcast, is zero.
Zero.
Yeah,
zero
LSU.
Players have decommitted. Brian Kelly got fired. You know how many at LSU?
One.
In this Penn State account, now I don't know if this is 100% accurate, but this is a Penn State account, said there's been 17 decommitments since they fired James Franklin. 17. And so I think it speaks to, this is the one cautious thing for Penn State firing him that we all kind of understood in the moment, things had cratered, but it also, like, it takes a while to get there, and you're not in the biggest city, and you're kind of out in the middle of nowhere. And so there's a benefit of having a guy like James Franklin, who might not be the best tactician, but he is a very good recruiter, considering the circumstances. And so the other thing I'll add to this, like, I think all of your stuff on the ACC is spot on, and it's one of the reasons I like the hire. This is a great spot for him where there isn't an expectation at Virginia Tech of to go win national championships every year. Like, just be in the mix, man. Win 8, 9, 10 games, and you're a hero there, because it's been a long time since Virginia Tech's program has been in that spot. They also, and maybe this just speaks to the era that we grew up in with college football, they're one of those teams for me that when they made this hire, I'm rooting like hell for this. One, I like James Franklin. He just seems like a genuinely good dude. And I want him to succeed there. I also want Virginia Tech to be good. I want meaningful games at Lane Stadium at night in Blacksburg with Enter Sandman playing, and Miami's in town, and it's a top 10 matchup. Like, I've seen Virginia Tech play for a national championship in my life. And some of those early 2000s, mid-2000s teams were so damn fun to watch, all the way through to Rod Taylor, who went to an Orange Bowl and they lost to Stanford. Like, this was an elite program on the East Coast
Virginia
for a long time.
And the district
man.
Is a hotbed for high
yes.
school football recruiting.
Yes.
So he will be
and you got
able
the
to,
fan support, you got yeah. the added financial backing, like mm-hmm. all of this stuff is aligning for them, and you tell me they get back to being a team that hovers around the top 15, and I get a Saturday night game with Clemson going on the road, like that's good for college football, and I want them to be good.
I agree 100%. I think that's been kind of the underrated, most depressing part, like, is the fact that how bad they've been, but also it's like, hey, here we go. Let's go to Virginia Tech Live, Enter Sandman.
And you're like, still jacked every time you see it.
I am, but I'm also like, they're going to lose by 30. So
yeah, I think they got Miami at home this weekend as their game, so I'm sure the place will be packed, and then they'll lay in it.
Look, trolls are going to exist in social media. I just posted, grade the Virginia Tech hiring of Franklin, A, B, C, or D. We have a vote for B and D.
You guys are absolutely off your rockers. This was as good a hire as you could have had.
Yeah, you had two options here. You could hire a proven head coach, or you go roll the dice on a young up-and-coming coordinator.
Sure.
Or a guy who's done it at a lower level, but there's no guarantee that guy does it. And I think this thought was, they just want to get back to being a respectable program that's competing week in and week out.
This guy was 16-24, Brent Pry, there. Like, that is
it's truly bad.
Bottom-barrel
Jinx
stuff
is only
them.
53, so he... If he can get it rolling, he can be there 15 years.
Justin Fuente, by the way, not much. I mean, he was their coach before that. He took over in 2016.
Is that when Beamer retired?
When Beamer finally retired. Yeah. He won 10 games with Beamer's roster. Then he went to 9 wins, 6 wins, 8 wins, 5 wins, 6 wins, 3 wins, 7 wins, 6 wins, or some of those are Pry. But that's what they've done since they fired. They had a 10-win season after firing Beamer, and they haven't sniffed a 10-win season since then.
Yeah, I mean, look, somebody... You never know, right? Like, somebody could end up hiring the next Cignetti. The guy who comes in and it's, oh my God, this guy's amazing.
Yeah.
If that happens, okay.
Tip of the cap to him.
Based on the knowledge and information we have, you're also rolling the dice on that next Cignetti hire. And if it doesn't work, it's Billy Napier.
Yes, for every Cignetti, there is a Billy Napier waiting behind another door.
And if you're Virginia Tech and you find the next Cignetti, he ain't staying at Virginia Tech.
Probably not.
Maybe not. But I think the overall point for me is, like, I think I would just want consistency and stability.
Yes.
And I just think that's what he gives you. And again, you may not beat Oklahoma in a non-conference tilt. Okay. How do you do in the ACC?
Florida State scaring you right now?
No. Nope.
Is Clemson scaring you right now?
No.
Miami lays an egg twice a year.
Belichick scaring you?
No.
Mario on the road scaring you?
No.
Enter Sandman. Mario pissed down his leg.
He would. Like, Georgia Tech's a good story, to your point. SMU's a good story. Like, there's good underrated coaches in the ACC.
Those are good
coaches. No doubt. But they are not Ohio State.
No.
And the standard that he was held to at Penn State was, go be better than Ohio State. You know how hard it is to be better than Ohio State? Not an easy thing to do, man.
I think you know that.
I know that firsthand. It was 34-0 in the first half. Not an easy team to beat. Good luck. Go be better than them. If that's the expectation, there's a lot of people that are going to fail at Penn State.
You're not wrong there. You want to give me your hot board? We kind of want the hot board now.
I'll give you an Oregon State hot board.
Okay.
You want to do that next?
Yeah, let's do that.
Sure.
Let's do that. The Oregon State hot board. We'll get to that next. Dirt and Sprague back with more on 105.1 The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow.
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Yeah, I agree with this. It's very easily an A. They weren't getting someone else with that kind of resume. We can argue about some of his in-game decision-making, but he rarely lost games he was supposed to win. It's what happens when you're in a conference with Ohio State.
Yes, thank you. Good luck.
So we got hot board Oregon State stuff to get into.
We do.
Just when you think Lane Kiffin's cool and funny and hip and matured, he starts kind of doing the slimy Lane Kiffin stuff again. That's happening in the news.
This might be one of the slimiest things he's ever done. In the middle of a, like, his team is a game away. They're already in for most people, but they got the Egg Bowl left, and they're in. I mean, they're a playoff team.
They're
competing for a championship in a month.
There's a report out of Oxford that Ole Miss basically went up to him and said, you need to make a decision before the Egg Bowl.
Yeah, you got 2 weeks to figure, because that's on Black Friday.
You're in or you're out with us, man. We just need to know.
And they got to figure it out for recruiting. Like, they got to know if he's leaving or not.
We're going to start having coaches leave before playoff games, aren't we?
I mean, in this case, if he doesn't commit, how does this play out? What if he says, I haven't made up my mind yet? What do you do if you're Ole Miss? Do you just let him keep coaching? But then
what if he left you before you? Would a coach leave before a playoff game?
I can't imagine they would leave before a playoff
game. But what if it came out, say, 2 days before Ole Miss's first playoff game that he has taken the LSU job?
Then Ole Miss would fire
verbally.
Him. But
he could deny.
Right.
Inside
We've
sourcing.
Never had a sort like this convoluted.
Yeah,
this a lot of these coaches, like DeBoer left Washington, but there wasn't a lot of smoke there. It was after the Natty. Yeah. Saban retired, and then he takes the job.
But of the smoke was that he met with them at the Natty.
In hindsight, you realize maybe he was meeting with them weeks prior.
Right.
You know about it. We knew that Jonathan Smith was likely leaving, but it wasn't quite to this. There wasn't an ultimatum from Oregon State of like, let us know before the Civil War kicks off whether you're taking the job or not. Because this is one of the more unique coaching searches we've seen.
It's also Jonathan Smith in Oregon State. This is Lane Kiffin and Ole Miss.
In the
LSU
college football playoff.
Yeah. Yes.
Which there's some projections that have them potentially, if Oregon wins out, playing Oregon in their first round playoff game.
Boy, could you imagine if they do come to Eugene or you go there, but he's gone?
Now I'm kind of scared of the fired coach boost. Do they get a fire? Like, are they playing, win one for the Gipper? Now I think I'm more concerned about playing Ole Miss without Lane Kiffin.
Who else is on the Ole Miss staff?
I don't know a lot about their staff.
The interim head coach.
One of their coordinators, I would imagine, but I don't know enough about their staff to answer that.
All right. It just, college football, you're so messy. You're so sloppy. You're reality television, and we love you.
You're the you're a amateur version or now professional version of the NBA.
We'll pause football conversation. We got Ryan Abraham at 8:15. What is the hot board for my Beavers?
So this came out yesterday. This was from Chris Hummer for CBS Sports, 24/7 Sports.
Love a good Hummer.
Love a good Hummer. National college football writer, pretty plugged in. And he's saying what he is hearing, his latest intel on Oregon State, is there's three names that continuously come up atop their hot board of coaching candidates that they want. Paul Christ, not a surprise to anybody. Brent Vegan, who is the head coach at Montana State, not a surprise to anybody. He's been listed.
How long has he been? He's been there a couple years.
Brent Vegan
has... that program's been pretty good.
He has been the head coach at Montana State since 2021.
And I think their record would indicate
they lost
good.
In the championship, lost in the semifinals, lost in the championship, lost in the second round, and lost in the championship.
And I believe he also came to Providence Park and got absolutely mollywopped by those Beavers.
That was one of those teams that came to town. So he's number two on the list. And then the third one that's growing a lot of momentum, and his name continues to pop up, and it's not somebody who has been a head coach before. It's somebody on the Alabama staff, and that is Jamarcus Shepherd.
And if you don't know the name, he's at Alabama right now. He's their assistant or, you know, co-offensive coordinator and wide receiver coach.
Yeah.
He spent time with DeBoer at Washington, so he has roots in the Northwest. He was also at one point on Mike Leach's staff at Washington State. So he's been in the Northwest. He's coached in the Pac-12 footprint before. And he's just, he's one of those younger up-and-coming, I think he's, you know, 30.
He's 42.
42, okay. Yeah. Early 40s, yep. Up and coming, good recruiter, gets along with players well, play, you know, has a good reputation. And so his name continues to generate buzz as somebody Oregon State's looking at.
Is that a ranking of where they're at, or are you just listing
that was
them?
There was not a ranking in the article. It just said, here's your hot board of the three names that are showing up near the top of the list from what he's hearing.
Yeah, I don't think my stance has changed on this. I heard Bartu a couple weeks ago, basically, it's Crist for him. And I get it. I do.
He's the most proven at that level of any of the coaches.
Yeah, and I still think the ultimate response is fair to say, why has he not been offered a job in 3 years?
Maybe he has and he's turned him down. We don't know.
I know, but is that not bizarre to anybody else?
It's a little weird.
3 years to go, a long
time. He's holding out for the Oregon State job. He knew it was going to open up.
Okay, Cousin Eddie.
He's holding out for the management position. He's not just going to take any other flyer. He's waiting for that job.
It would actually be funny if, like, Ryan Clark was like, how come you haven't coached in 3 years with a team? And he's like, I've been holding out on this one, to be honest with you. It's my dream job.
Is this the one I wanted?
It's the ultimate answer.
I mean, there's the hardest thing about all of this is there's no right answer, right? Like, nobody has any clue. The Shepherd one is definitely interesting to me if I'm a Beaver fan, but it's also, it feels like another roll of the dice that you just had.
He's
right?
not
like,
calling plays at Alabama.
He is
That's
not
Ryan
calling
Grubb
plays.
And Kalen DeBoer. Yes. So he's the non-play calling
yes.
offensive coordinator, but so was once upon a time Mario Cristobal.
You know who else was? Kenny Dillingham. And everybody killed that hire when Oregon made it as offensive coordinator, saying this guy's never called his own plays. And then he called his own plays and he did pretty good. And now he's at Arizona State. Things worked out. Like, it's just a massive roll of the dice. The vegan one, he is a established coach. He's won at that level. I think you could look at the blueprint of Washington State this year and say, I don't know what the ceiling is under that program under Jimmy Rogers, but they've been better than Oregon State this year, despite the outcome of the first Pac-2 championship, and we'll get round two next weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like he's done a good job there, and he brought a lot of his guys from South Dakota State, and it's like, all right, he seems like he's a good coach who knows what he's doing, and he's raised the floor a little bit from what Washington State maybe we thought they were going into the year. It's so hard to have a take on it because it's a roll of the dice, it's a guy you're taking from a lower level, or it's a guy who's proven, but to your point, he hasn't been a head coach in 4 years, if this truly is your hot board of guys that you're looking at.
I saw an interesting note from the Oregonian that basically said Oregon State hired a search firm, and they're getting a two-for-one deal.
They got to buy one, get one free?
Basically, the search firm will recommend people to hire,
okay.
And if the person they recommend gets fired after 1 year, they give you the next search for free. And that's where they're currently at right now because they just fired.
You can't be serious.
I think I'm pretty sure I have that right.
They're getting a buy one, get one free coaching search?
Two for one deal, dude.
Wouldn't the follow-up be...
Black Friday deal.
You recommended the guy that we had to fire, so why would we listen to you again?
Or we save you the money for the services and give you another one.
Or their hit rate is 50%, and so we flip the coin the first time, and it wasn't the right one. This time we flip it; it's going to be the right one. Like,
that if I got one crack sports, then please correct the record. But I'm pretty sure I read that right.
That is one of the most Oregon State stories I've ever read.
Thank you.
It's a good way to cut corners.
I still can't believe our athletic director is still the athletic director.
He's still there. He's still going.
Washington State fired theirs.
They did.
They're having an okay football season.
She seemingly made a good coach in hiring in college football.
Even if they don't beat James Madison, they beat us, they're going bowling.
Yes. Which, at the start of the year, if I would have told you, the Cougs go bowling.
And the Beavs win two games.
And they had tough road games on their schedule. North Texas might be a playoff team.
Yeah,
they had to go on the road to Ole Miss. Like, Virginia ended up being ranked on the road. You had to play them. Like, that's a much more challenging schedule. Mm. And they might go to a bowl game.
All right, there's your hot board, Oregon State. I'll put a poll question on that right now where Beaver fans are at.
Which name you would be most excited about?
Which one would you lean on or be most excited about? Well, you can vote at Dirt and Sprague. It is a Mail Sack Tuesday. We roll on. Well, I'll always be fair here. I have not confirmed if I was butt-cracked on that Oregon State search committee. I hope it's true, though.
Whoa.
Great for us.
Two for one.
We need a two
You punch your coach search coupon, you're going to get a free coach search one of these days.
Can we be honest about something? the prices of some of this crap at grocery stores is a little egregious now.
It's pretty high, man.
Do you guys not just kind of force yourself to buy stuff that have stickers that say buy one, get one now?
It's definitely a part of my contemplation when I'm buying things.
I will probably almost always buy an item even if I'm not going to the store for the item. So let me give you an example. I usually stock up on pasta noodles.
Okay? How do you not? Pasta, you got to have pasta ready to go whenever you need it.
It's an easy go-to. It's quick. It's efficient. Like Costco packages, right? They come in bundles at this point. But if I go to like a local Freddy's, man, if you've got some noodle and it says buy one, get one, I'm probably grabbing those two boxes.
Well, you have to. Why would you not? If you're going to give me an extra one, buy one, get one free, I'm taking advantage of that deal every time.
I can't think of actually anything that says buy one, get one that I don't end up buying, even though I'm not at the store for the item.
Sometimes they do the thing of like, you got to buy four of them to get this special. And you're like, all right, well, I really need four. That. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
I end up taking the
That's
bait.
How they get you with sodas. Yeah. Buy five, well, I don't get buy a lot of six sodas, free. Yeah. And you're like, I don't. That's a lot of sodas.
I just spent $30.
That's a lot of sodas, man.
Right. Yeah.
I don't need to do that.
Get four of these. They're all only $5 a piece. Well, don't mind if I do.
I just
taking some cans of tuna home.
If you're going to tell me that Barnes did purchase a 2-for-1 deal.
He definitely did.
It might be the best thing he's done as the AD.
The hardest part about it is, again, the firm recommended the guy that you fired after a year.
Well,
so that was their record. The reason you're getting the 2-for-1 deal is that the firm that you're now using again failed the first time you hired them.
But you got to remember, he ultimately makes the decision. He doesn't just...
Does he? I mean, I assume he does, but I don't know what the hell they're doing behind scenes at Oregon State. Is he around? Does he know what's going on? Is it the firm hiring it?
We can't even get his real email anymore.
No.
No.
We have a coach committee. What is the committee doing?
We have the firm and the committee.
There's a firm and a committee. Who gets the final say?
So the firm recommends it to the committee, so then Barnes can blame the committee.
Yes.
Yeah. What if the firm recommends...
Things are going great.
A candidate. But then Mike Riley and Brandon Cooks raise their hand.
They veto.
And they say, that's a very bad decision to us.
Yeah, don't hire that guy.
Then what does he do?
Exactly.
I think you got to go back to the search firm and say, man... We need a better candidate.
So you're trusting your internal committee over the search firm.
What if they disagree on the right candidate for the job?
What if they never agree?
Ooh.
Then I think you need the firm to come in and make the pitch to the committee.
Then I just call Jensen Huang and say, who do you want to be the coach? We'll hire whoever you want, man.
Hire my robot.
You got it, dude. We'll hire a robot to be your head coach.
ChatGPT everything.
Can't be worse than what they had the last couple of years. Well, might as well.
You're not wrong.
Get there. A robot walking around on the sidelines.
I don't think you're getting...
Go for it here. Throw the ball. Just a robot walking around the sidelines.
Hey, can you...
Let's go and play hard.
Ask the fourth down bot, what do we do? Punt, punt, punt.
This is the annexation of Puerto Rico. You have a supercomputer on your sideline now. It worked for the little Giants. Why can't it work for you?
And there's a fat guy running out of there. The ball's behind him!
Oh, God. Things are going great. At least your basketball team won last night.
Unnecessary.
Hey, that was unnecessary.
Personal foul. Unnecessary comment.
Late hit.
Short guy.
I was a little upset that Lynn Sanity not in our rotation anymore now that Jackson Schellstad's back?
He played.
He only played like 3 minutes.
Well, you got Jackson Schellstad.
I want some Lynn Sanity in my life, dude.
I love that
the
you're
the Chinese
just,
sensation.
That was his first Duck game watching, if you can't tell.
No, it was not. That was Duck game number two. I watched about 8 minutes of the opener.
Who'd they play?
Oh, God, I couldn't tell you. It was somebody really bad. And they almost lost the game. They almost blew it.
Hawaii.
Now, was it Hawaii?
Hawaii.
Yeah. They almost.
Then
and they,
Rice.
I didn't watch the Rice
South
game.
South Dakota State.
Didn't watch any of that.
Then Oregon State.
I watched that game.
I think Rice is my least cared about institution in all of college.
Didn't they used to be elite in baseball?
Yes.
Who cares? Yeah. Well, I thought you guys should. That's your sport.
Well, we're still relevant. They're not.
Oh, Rice isn't good anymore?
No.
They lost their fastball?
Only Rice I recognize is white, brown, Aroni. And Jerry.
I could eat white rice every day.
We do.
Every day.
Not wild rice?
I'm not a big wild rice guy.
No pilaf?
There's weird seeds in that wild rice.
I don't want a chunk in my rice.
Wild rice will put something in your teeth.
Yes.
What about saffron?
It's juice
rice?
With pulp.
Like the saffron
Ooh.
Rice.
Ooh. I like saffron rice. I also like Spanish rice.
Spanish rice is okay.
Mm-hmm. What?
It's fine.
A
it's
good Spanish rice is next level.
It's not better than a white rice.
Disagree. Well, if you're having a burrito bowl, you'd rather have white rice?
A well done. I put white rice in everything. Yeah.
Do you wash your rice?
No.
Oh, yeah. That's tough. That's
You're a white. did Ja'Marr Chase spit on Jalen Ramsey?
Yes.
Video evidence would tend to indicate so.
Yes, he did.
So what is he appealing?
I don't know.
It's the biggest loogie I've ever seen on slow-mo just, cam ever.
Do these guys, I have this every time I watch sports now. Do people not realize that we have 4K cameras surrounding the playing surface? This every time I watch a basketball game, there's somebody who commits a foul and immediately turns and starts complaining. It's like, do you realize everybody at home is going to get the benefit of a slow motion replay in 3, 2, 1, and yep, that was a foul. What are you complaining about?
I know.
How are you denying that you didn't spit when we all have the footage of you spitting?
I may have shared this on the air before, but I'll share it again because it's been a few years. Famously, in high school, my senior year, we were playing basketball at a gym, and a couple kids had quit playing. By the time we stopped, we went out in the hallway at Park Rose, and we had discovered that the kids had quit playing. They had pried open a Powerade machine, and they were on the ground sorting quarters, dimes, and nickels, and the machine is wide open.
Snagging some Powerades.
We were confused. We ran up, and we said, what are you doing? He was like, we're getting money. What do you mean what we're doing?
Yeah.
And I said, well, then I'm going to get some Powerade.
Why would
and
you so not?
Me and my buddy, we proceeded to grab like five, and then we grabbed them. We ran out of the hall and then went to our class. We were called in, and I was ready because they had found that the machine had been cracked open. And I was ready to absolutely say, I had no idea what was going on there. But as I walked into the assistant principal, the vice principal's office.
Check out this footage.
That was me on replay on her TV, running with a Powerade down the hall. And I went,
wasn't me.
That was me.
Yeah, I did it. Yeah, you got me.
So, to your point, if you're on video, how do you deny it?
There was, I think it was Yak Yak had a play last night where somebody went up for a dunk, and they called a foul, and he starts bitching immediately, and they're like, all right, let's watch the replay, and it's like, dude, you almost decapitated him. You hit him in the head, in the wrist. Like, I'm surprised he has a broken arm right now. What do you think you're complaining about? Don't you know if you're playing basketball the difference between ball and forehead? I think you should.
I've been slapped and spit on is far worse than being slapped.
Far worse. It's one of the most disrespectful things that you could do to anybody.
And I actually thought Jalen Ramsey was being a little B when I watched that
What did
that
he get,
live.
A one-game suspension?
No, he just got tossed.
No, Chase? Ramsey got ejected.
He got ejected in the game.
But I have not heard any further discipline for
him. They didn't end up doing anything for Carter, right? Because he was the first play. It was before the game even started. He just got tossed.
Well, he docked his paycheck for the game. So, but they said since he
missed the whole game.
It was technically a one-game suspension, but since he got tossed before a snap had occurred, that was the one game.
Yeah. Do you always buy an item that says buy one, get one when you see it at the grocery store? Yes or no, at Dirt and Sprague? That's the poll question. I have confirmed through sources the firm has a pre-existing contract with the university, and due to the timing of Trent Bray's firing, this search is covered by a 2-year warranty at no additional cost in the cycle.
Our coach is still.
I feel like these are the emails I get from Costco. Like, dude, we got great deals on SUVs right now with our Costco auto program. You want to upgrade your car?
That's right.
What is happening?
God, we blew some gaskets. No, it's covered.
Do you need
it's
tires?
Covered.
No, you're good. It's under warranty, man. That warranty lasts 36-month warranty. You're good.
Dude, what a great deal.
Scott Barnes.
Bargain
keep
shopping.
Keep him around.
Oh, that's how they could afford the committee.
That's exactly it. They didn't have to pay for a firm.
The take search that. Firm's covered. We could have a committee, too.
You could take all that money and just fire your AD. It's only $5 million. I mean, come on. What are we doing?
Under a warranty? What is this, a car? Do you want to buy the insurance? No. How many things do you buy that you end up buying the insurance for? I feel like they offer that on so many different things, and that's an automatic no for me. Because you want to get the insurance with that?
Like, no.
It depends how much it is. Like, when you buy plane tickets, are you going to get insurance with your plane? You're not going to do it. Never do that.
No.
Maybe a bigger appliance.
A bigger appliance, you will?
Like a washing machine or a dryer or a fridge
bucks,
or something, I might flirt with it.
I'll do it for $20.
$20 insurance policy
like
for a year.
It's like a three-year cover. Yeah.
Feels like a scam. Feels like a total scam. Insurance is a scam to begin with, but that makes it feel like even more of a scam.
I had to sell insurance with something, and I will not say what, and I quite literally had my boss tell me, oh yeah, these people don't need it, but we'll take their money every time if you present it to them.
It sounds like insurance.
Yeah. You're not wrong.
Wait, I pay in every month, and then what if I don't use it? Do I get the money back?
We'll get back into football. I'm going to pause the football here.
Oh.
Okay, we'll move on from spitting Chase.
Okay.
Chase spitting. That was gross. That was a big loogie.
Master loogie.
And a concerning thing happening right now in sports on The Fan.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds, and grow your business fast.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I don't eat the wiener.
All right, welcome back in. Ryan Abraham at 8:15 today. We'll talk some USC Oregon. So don't have a ton of time here. The Blazers are going to be on NBC today. Thank you, the listeners. They're also going to be on KGW. So we'll have the local channel, the Peacock app, whatever you need to watch the game. They'll be on.
I am a Peacock subscriber, so I could have watched there, but I will prefer to watch on KGW.
Well, you know, I find interesting the, it's early in the season, right? So a lot of the stuff is going to change as we go, but they're hosting the Phoenix Suns. Do you care to guess who's ahead of the Trailblazers in the standings right now?
I'm going to go ahead and take a stab and say it's the Phoenix Suns.
I find interesting the Phoenix Suns in the sense of most people don't know the roster, and that's totally fine. This isn't even meant to be a Sun segment, but I do find funny like how we all assumed they would be literal bottom dog crap, and they're 7-3 in their last 10 games.
They're 8-6 on the year. They're above 500.
They started 1-4, and now they're 8-6.
Devin Booker's still pretty good at basketball is my takeaway here. Still decent, scoring the rock.
Yeah, Swag, I'm going to have to ask off the air if this is true. You have a promo playing where Danny says he wouldn't
want Devin Booker on the Blazers. Is that real, or did you AI that to troll him?
No, that was just a cut I took from the show. Well,
we did not want Devin Booker on the team. I would gladly take Devin Booker on the team.
Yes, I would.
If he would like to come to Portland, let's make that happen.
Okay. I'll have to ask Danny when he gets in why that's his position. I think Devin Booker's a pretty good basketball player. But looking forward to that game. The NBA, I don't know how many people care about this, and I would venture to say most people would say, I don't, Sprague. Just the Thunder are 14-1. Jalen Williams has not played a single minute. Chet Holmgren's missed two games.
We're the only team to beat him. That's our claim to fame so far this year.
And we were down 22.
How the hell did we win that game?
There are four combined losses between the Thunder and the Nuggets, and the Blazers have two of those losses.
Isn't that wild?
What?
What are we doing?
Makes no sense. Nothing makes sense here. The Thunder might go 81-1. I'm starting to get to that kind of like mentality of they might beat the 73-win Warriors if they
care. They got to play us again. So look out, OKC. We got your number this year.
Sure.
This is our year.
Okay.
I mean, they're an absolute wagon. I don't know how many wins it'll take in order to get people to closely pay attention to it. If it's still
14-1 should be that territory, but it's an 82-game season.
We're 15 games in, so you still got, you know, 60-plus games to go in the regular season. I mean, if they're sitting there at like 29-1 through 30 games...
Right. That's what I'm asking.
Like, at what point does it become a... Because I knew that they were great. I knew that we had beaten them. But if you would have asked me today before this segment or before we talked about this before the show, hey, Dirt, what's OKC's record? I'd say, what, they're probably a 2-3 loss team. I imagine they're first place in the Western Conference. I did not know off the top of my head that we were the only team that beat them in the regular season so far.
What gets the football diehards and the very, very, very casual sports basketball fan out there to go, oh... I'm going to start paying attention to this. Is it like 50, 60 games?
I think once you're north of 30 games, then you're encroaching on the halfway point and Christmas and then the All-Star break. And if you're going into that, like, you know, 33-2 at that point, that will become a nightly conversation about how they're doing. The best news for Portland, like, you're right that Phoenix has been a surprise. I didn't really know what to make of them in the offseason. They trade away Kevin Durant. Booker is still having a great year. I don't know everybody on the roster, but some of the guys I do. And Dylan Brooks obviously will be in town tonight.
Allen Williams,
et cetera. Yeah. Like, so I know a handful of the names there, but mainly the person that's driving them is Devin Booker.
They're kind of us with Devin Booker.
They're just a bunch of athletic, wingy guys,
and they just roll it out.
With a better pure scorer leading their charge. Yes. Obviously, having a great year, but he's not the level of scorer that Devin Booker is. The best news for Portland is really after Golden State in the West, and we'll see what happens with San Antonio because they're going to be without Wemby for a couple weeks now with a calf strain, so he's going to be out. After that, like, there's just that kind of gap that we thought in the Western Conference exists. Like, Phoenix, we'll see if they can maintain it. I'll give them credit right now. Portland at 6-7 is your 9 seed in the Western Conference.
Yeah.
And after them, it is Utah. Memphis has been a disaster.
Ooh, they need a trade job.
What is happening with the Clippers? Dear God.
Keep an eye on that.
I know Dallas just beat Portland, but again, their season's been a disaster. Sacramento's going to blow it up, and New Orleans already fired their head coach. Yeah. And so the best news for Portland, like, I think they wanted to make the play-in this year. They're going to try and dance around those expectations, even though that should be the base level expectations we all had coming into the year. Not a lot of threats right now in the bottom of the Western Conference after you get behind Portland in the standings.
It certainly feels like we are... Barring a massive injury, we're headed for the Denver-Oklahoma City rematch in the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah.
That's where it feels
like.
You're
giving Houston
right
some credit with Kevin Durant?
I like Houston. I give them credit. I think they're the number two or three offense in the NBA right now. Mm-hmm. Like, they're having a great year. Kevin Durant's fit in well. They're a little bit of like, let's see you against the likes of those kinds of teams,
that's
right?
Fair.
Like, Denver lost last night. Jokic had 37, 14, and 13.
God, he's so good.
That's like and they were off, and they didn't win. And that's like a normal night for him.
That's a down night for Jokic.
So, and I'll say this finally in Oklahoma City. I think they might be, let's see where they're at in a couple of weeks. I have the opinion brewing that they're the deepest team I've ever seen in my life.
It's just crazy to think, and this is a market thing in the NBA, and we would go through this as well. If that was the Lakers, or the Warriors at 14-1,
everybody would know it, even if they
Knicks
didn't like
it. The Knicks at 14-1, or the Celtics at 14-1. It's Oklahoma City. It's in the middle of nowhere, and their stars have no personality.
So just, we're not going to talk about it.
We will get to, we'll talk a little bit, probably the back end of the show, Blazers being on the Peacock Network, NBC. Do we get the Marv Albert treatment?
Yes, yes, yes.
Suns coming into town, 8 o'clock tip. But we have a lot to get to in the third hour of the program, including Ryan Abraham, who covers USC. Observations going into USC Oregon today on a Tuesday. We'll get to that third hour. Dirt and Sprague on 105.1 The Fan.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.